Hi there, I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial, and we welcome you to Wealth Creator Radio. Before we get started today, I will give you his telephone number because you're going to want to contact Eric today. He has a special offer he'll be telling you about as we get on in our show. Here's the telephone number, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Studies and data are making it clear that more people than ever before are wanting to get helpful advice from a financial advisor. So, Eric, how do you know whether the financial person that you are consulting with is serving you right? How do you know the difference between solid and just plain bad advice?
Well, that's why we're here today, to really talk about bad advice. And actually, let's be a little bit more specific, how to avoid it. That's really the big key. You know, most people today want professional help. They want to have a financial advisor who's going to be in their corner and really help them with the decisions. Not every person you meet is going to give you great advice. So today we're going to show you some tips on how to avoid that bad advice, and more importantly, the bad advice givers that are out there in the marketplace. So it's important to find somebody who's give you non-biased advice and information, and that's what we're going to be covering really today.
What tips do you have for us to separate the good advice giver from the bad advice giver?
Well, it can be really intimidating trying to interview and find financial advisors. Obviously, you're having to share a lot of personal details each time, and you have to be really comfortable with what you want out of the relationship and how to be able to really say what your objectives are. So to find someone who's going to listen to you and provide you with potential solutions, you want to find someone who's willing to educate you about those solutions and really to be transparent. And that's a big one. I think a lot of people really don't know what they're doing or why they're doing it. They just said, somebody told me to do it. And so you really want to know, yeah, this is why I'm doing this. And to find somebody who's honest and somebody who you really like and trust. And, you know, quite frankly, it's hard to find somebody that has all those characters, but at least what to avoid when you're out there talking to them and interviewing them.
Well, today we're looking at ways to protect yourself from the scourge of bad advice, retirement advice that exists today. Eric, just how important is it to have some sort of financial advisor? Is it possible to put your retirement plan together on your own?
You know, it definitely is possible to do it on your own. It's just, what are you going to get, right? So how do you know what questions to ask of yourself? That's the hard part. So if you want to try to do it on your own, it depends on what stage you're at. There's two stages. There's accumulation and then the distribution phase. So in the accumulation, yeah, there's a lot of people can maybe do it on their own, especially when times are, you know, easy, like right now when everything's just going up. That's pretty simple. But when you're switching to having that payout phase and when you're trying to take that money out, that's when things get really complicated. So, you know, you want to know about a lot of different things, you know, accounting for the cost of healthcare, really knowing more about Social Security, not just the dollars of how much you get here versus there, but what about the tax ramifications? What about the spend down of other assets while you're waiting for those Social Security delayed dollars to start? You know, there's a lot to be said there. And then how much of your portfolio is exposed to risk? It's really tough to know that. I mean, I don't know really any consumer tools out there that will tell you what all your funds own and tell you which are your top stocks. You know, that's usually something that most people can't easily do on their own. And the nice thing is we can do that across both sets of, you know, spouses, portfolios and everything. So, you know, looking at your tax plan and looking at the tax strategies for all your assets and how should you spend them and which order and how much now should you be taking money out of IRAs to lower your required minimum distribution. You know, things like that, accounting for inflation, you know, as you can see, there's a lot of stuff there that can go wrong. And, you know, you want to really make sure you do it the right way. I mean, one of the things we do here at Heckman Financial is we really try to educate people. We really try to give them a lot of information. And we're actually having two events, back-to-back nights on Wednesday the 31st and February 1st. And it's at the Capital Club downtown in downtown San Jose. And so this is something where you can come here, you can listen about all the new tax law changes, how those tax laws changes affect your retirement and how you're saving and how they're going to be affected because they all expire. All these different things, what did change, what was threatened to change but didn't change. So, you know, that's one of the big things is really staying up and staying current. That's really tough to do. So, you know, if that's something you'd like to get a little bit more information on, you can pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, it's 408-297-9800. I know, I think one of the nights is almost at capacity, but, you know, definitely call and, you know, sometimes we can squeeze in people as people, you know, change. So again, call or text 408-297-9800, or you can also register online at our events page at wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
You are listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial. Let me give out that website one more time. It's www.wealthcreator.com, wealthcreator.com, or pick up the phone and call him for a discovery visit, a chance to go in and sit down and talk with him about your retirement. He calls it the blueprint to worryless wealth. That number to call, 408-297-9800. Well, clearly there are a lot of risks to your income. And if you want to make sure that your nest egg is going to last as long as you need it to, then it is critical to have a plan for spending down that nest egg. So, Eric, why is it that so many people do put off some type of a spending plan?
Well, really what happens is, you know, what's more fun to do, plan vacations or plan your retirement, right? So, you know, I find most couples, there's one person in the couple who really doesn't care about money too much. And hopefully there's one who does care somewhat. The really scary ones are when neither cares, and you really got to make sure they have good advisors. But really what you want to do is you really need to set some time down and really just plan that out. Now, this is a great time of year to be doing this. Obviously, we just came off a really great stock market year, so it's a good time to be rebalancing things. The other part is you got your tax situation coming up pretty soon. So as you're getting all those year-end statements in, you know, you can be looking at your taxes, looking at your investments and saying, okay, where are we? You know, we should have gone up a lot last year. So, you know, are we closer, farther to retirement? And then start doing that planning. I mean, that's the most critical thing. I mean, most people, when they come in and I ask them, okay, how much do you need to live on, you know, in retirement or want to, I always try to make sure it's what you want to retire on. And then we can figure out if that, you know, in reality can work. But the biggest problem is a lot of people don't even know what they're spending today. And the numbers they give me, when I do the math, you know, I look at what they're earning and what their take-home pay is, and they tell me that this is what they're spending. And there's almost always several thousands of dollars missing every month. And it's like, where'd those go? They went someplace. Like, lots of times I have a lot of people say, oh, well, what's that number I need? You know, and you see, who's it, Prudential does those, you know your number commercials or whatever. That's such a ridiculous thing. It's not a number. If there was one magic number, what you hit, and then you're set for life, I mean, yeah, it'd be really easy and it'd be kind of cool, but you know, that's not how things work. So really what it is it's with all those assets, with those 401ks, IRAs, and everything else that you got built up, when you get to that number, how are you going to be able to withdraw that money? You know, how much is coming out? And that's really when the income plan comes into play. And so, you know, when we're meeting with our clients, that's one of the big critical things we do is, first and foremost, we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. We look at that and say, okay, first you have to have an income plan because you cannot retire without an income plan. And then we can look at, okay, how do those investments need to be allocated to support that investment, that income plan? Most people are just investing and then hoping to get income. So it needs to be the other way around. Then also the tax ramifications. What's, you know, how, especially now, how's that play into things? And then look at healthcare, legacy issues. And that's the 5 points of the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's what we want to create for you and your family. If you want to worry less about your money and more about having fun and enjoying retirement, the blueprint to worry less wealth is what you want. So if you want us to set this up for you, if you want to be one of the first 10 callers, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can find us online at wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
You're invited to an exclusive dinner event with certified financial planner Eric Heckman, the host of Wealth Creator Radio and author of Worry Less Wealth. Learn what the biggest change to the U.S. tax code in over 30 years is. This change and much more will be discussed while you and a guest enjoy a complimentary dinner presentation at the Silicon Valley Capital Club. Call now to join Eric. It's 408-297-9800. Join us for this complimentary dinner presentation on Wednesday evening, January 31st, or Thursday, February 1st. Reservations are required and seating is limited. unlimited, so call now 408-297-9800. Create your blueprint to worry less wealth with Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Those in attendance may be presented with information on the purchase of insurance products. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm with the Retirement News Network. I'm here with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. And Eric is an author of the book, Worry Less Wealth. He wrote that book to open our eyes to all the financial products that are available. And he talks to us about different ways to get advice. And he helps us see any warning signs in our own financial planning before trouble begins. And in that book, he teaches us how we can worry less. And that's what he does on this show as well. Every single week, week in, week out, he is helping us answer retirement questions. So to create a blueprint to worry less wealth, here's that telephone number. You may call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text Eric at 408-297-9800 to get on this blueprint to worryless wealth that he's offering you complimentary. Misinformation is everywhere when it comes to finance, so we really, really need to be wary. And we are dedicating today's show to helping you protect yourself from bad retirement advice. Eric, let's talk about, you know, finding solid advice on retirement planning. What kinds of things tend to overwhelm people when they're searching for that right advisor?
Well, you know, really in my experience, there's a lot of things that people have to worry about when they're looking for hiring that financial advisor that they really want to take them to the next step. So, of course, one thing is, what's it going to cost? So you want to know that up ahead and be upfront with somebody. Just ask them, you know, is this going to be expensive? How much do you have to pay? Then how do you make an informed decision about investments? You know, a lot of people don't know enough about them. Will I be able to understand what the advisor tells me, or are they going to talk over my head and use a bunch of jargon and stuff? And I probably hear that more from women than anything, where they just get, you know, the people try to, you know, especially unfortunately a lot of guys in my industry tend to just, you know, talk too much jargon. And so a lot of times people don't understand it. And, you know, then how are you going to be able to know if what they're saying is good or bad? It's like when you're talking to a doctor about drug stuff, if they're using all the technical terms and Latin terms, you're like, what are you saying? And, you know, can you just explain it in English? So you want to make sure somebody can do that. And, you know, what are you going to pay to have a professional manage it, or are you going to do it on your own? And what's the difference? Is that salesperson trustworthy, or can, you know, are they just trying to sell you something, or are they really trying to build a plan? And should you do it now, or, you know, or should you wait till later on? And that's a tough one too.
So what tips could you offer for those who are looking to find the right advisor today, Eric?
Well, for starters, you want to really make sure you're just not talking to a salesperson. I mean, the unfortunate part is financial advisor is really not a title. It's not a thing. There's no real test or anything of requirements for somebody using that title of financial advisor. So the tough part is, you know, what type of person is that really? So first of all, you want to look at what kind of education level. You know, are they a certified financial planner? That is somebody who's definitely taken a lot of a lot of classes, has taken a day and a half long test, has required continued education hours. I mean, that's something that I've done. There's other things like chartered financial consultant, CLU, which is certified life underwriter for the more of the insurance area. There's lots of different designations out there. You got to watch out which ones too. I have a friend who does a lot of work with seniors, and she got her certified senior advisor designation. And I told her, I'm like, well, that's good that it's gotten to be a better designation, but that's actually in California a prohibited one for anybody who's doing anything with insurance or, you know, investments. And so, you know, that's one of those things you got to watch out for, because some of these designations that sound good are stuff that you just like take a day course on, or you don't do much for. And so a lot of them are misleading. So the Department of Insurance has banned a lot of these titles. So you got to watch that. And so there's a lot of tough things to do. So one of the easiest things we've set up actually on our website is on wealthcreator.com. There's actually a whole page of how to check somebody out. So check out their licensing. You want to check out securities and insurance license, because they could have a complaint on one and not on the other. So you need to do both if they're really registered. you want to check out, you know, reviews if they have them. For people like me or registered investment advisors, we're really not allowed to use reviews. Yelp and things like that aren't actually, they're testimonials, and they're actually prohibited from the 1940s Act. And so, you know, there is some stuff that you may not have, but a lot of the stuff you want to look at is the licensing, what type of education, what type of background, you know, have they written books, have they published things, you know, all these different things. So we've got all of it on one page on our website. You know, it's just, you know, check out your advisor. And so that's a really good place to go. So if you want to go to wealthcreator.com, again, wealthcreator.com, you can get a lot of the different links to all the different agencies and different places to find all that data. But, you know, I think that'd be the very first start, is making sure whoever you're talking to is who they really are. Because unfortunately, you know, people like Madoff and other, you know, bad apples in this industry, you don't want to get tied into something like that. So, you know, you really want to make sure that you're getting something good. I mean, I just met with somebody who has had a friend join World Financial Group. That's a place where they recruit everybody to try to recruit more people. And they were telling her to take money out of her Roth IRA to put it into a life insurance so she'd have tax-free income. And she thought that didn't make sense. And she runs that by me. I'm like, yeah, no, a Roth is tax-free. So why would you take money out of your tax-free to try to get other tax-free money? That makes absolutely no sense. So, you know, you got to watch out what kind of advice is out there. So definitely check out those people. But, you know, the other way to do is find out more about them at a meeting or a presentation. And so that's one of the things we're doing here on January 31st and February 1st. We're having talks about the new tax law. How does that affect your retirement? And really, we're answering all the questions that people have out in the audience. I mean, it's one of the big things that we do with our talks, is we always have people ask questions and we answer those questions during that talk. So we make sure you get what you are coming for and the information you wanted answered. So if that's something you'd like to do, you know, again, the January 31st or February 1st, all you have to do is pick the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can register on our events tab on wealthcreator.com. Again, that's wealthcreator.com.
Again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial, where you get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement, just like we're talking on our show today. And as Eric said, you know, it's nice to get somebody who can explain things in an easier to understand way. And that's what Eric does as well, just like he does every weekend on our show. So if you want to schedule that discovery visit that Eric is offering you today, make sure you pick up the phone. You do need to call during our show. 408-297-9800. Call or text that, or check them out on their website, wealthcreator.com. It's just wealthcreator, two words altogether, .com. Eric, can you explain what you mean when you tell us to find someone who is willing to help us solve our objectives?
Well, yeah, too many people put the cart before the horse when it comes to planning retirement. I mean, before looking really at the dollar amounts and discussing specific tools, you really have to find out what you want to do. I mean, how do you want to be doing every day? I mean, you know, are you just going to sit in front of the TV, or, you know, going out and golfing or having fun? So, you know, what do you plan on doing? How much travel do you want to do? And what is the cost of that travel? I've got some clients that want to do really high-end trips and really fun stuff. And I've got some that traveled their whole career. And so their idea of retirement's not traveling. So you want to know those things up front. You know, what types of hobbies or pastimes are people going to be doing? You know, how are they going to fill in all that time they have? Are they going to be doing, you know, a job for fun, or are they going to be working for charities or doing, you know, other things? So, you know, what you want to do is add some extra money for a vacation, especially in those first 5 to 10 years, maybe the next 10 to 20, you know, a little bit less, and probably the last, you know, after 30 years, probably not as much. And so, you know, those are some of the things that, you know, somebody like me can help people with. But, you know, at least if you're thinking about it and you're trying to budget that, you know, throw in some extra money in there. I mean, I try to get my clients to be able to retire ideally fairly close to their take-home pay as they're working right now. Now, not always will that work. So, you know, what is the number that you need to be doing? Or obviously, if you're putting a bunch of money in savings right now or in your retirement plan, you don't need to be doing that in, you know, once you retire. So it's not your take-home pay. It's really your net pay. If you want to help with that and you really want to figure out how to do all this, really what you want to do is create a plan. And that's what we do here at Heckman Financial. We create that blueprint to worry less wealth. When you create that blueprint, it's 5 areas. It's income plan, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan, all rolled into one. It's something we do for no cost for our clients. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800, 408-297-9800. Again, if you want to have that plan in place and you want to be able to feel, not worry about your finances, but worry about having fun and enjoying life, all you have to do is pick the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com. The plan, there's no cost, no obligation. So feel free to pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800, 408-297-9800, or wealthcreator.com.
408-297-9800. Call or text that. Or check them out on their website, wealthcreator.com. There are critical planning steps to take before you even start to think about which retirement tools or investments you're going to need. So to avoid bad advice, make sure your financial professional is not skipping any steps. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk a little bit more about the different types of financial professionals and things to know about them. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We'll be right back.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
And we are back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm with the Retirement News Network talking today with the founder of Heckman Financial, and that would be Eric Heckman. Eric will give you solid, independent, personal financial advice. He's a well-known speaker and he's an author, and he can provide you with advice to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. So he is offering you a chance to come in and see him complimentary. He'll help you create a blueprint to worryless wealth. Here is how you get that. You pick up the phone and you call him right now during our show, 408-297-9800. You can set up an appointment with Eric to get this blueprint to worryless wealth. Again, 408-297-9800. Today we're talking about protecting yourself from bad retirement advice. And there are some critical planning steps that you need to take as you craft your retirement strategy. It's important, really, that you work with someone who doesn't skip any of these steps, of course. So, Eric, can you describe the different types of financial professionals that are out there? Because there are different ones.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, one of the big things you need to know is who you're talking to. So I always liken it to saying that if you're trying to go buy a, you know, say a Ford truck and you walk into a Toyota dealership and you're asking to buy a Ford truck, guess what? They're going to try to get you to sell, buy a Toyota truck. And unfortunately, a lot of times people are doing this with financial advisors, but they don't know they're in a Toyota dealership looking for a Ford. They have no idea who they're really talking to. So there's first and foremost a captive agent. So this is actually where I started off with New York Life, but there's, you know, Northwestern Mutual, Mass Mutual. There's all these different, mostly insurance-based companies where those people have to do whatever that big insurance company says. So those are the products they have. Those are the only tools that they can use for your situation. So it's not that they're bad or wrong or anything. It's just they're limited. So they only have a certain set of tools. And so whatever your answer is to your question, it's going to be only one of these tools, and that's the only one they have to do. So it may or may not fully fit, but they're going to squeeze it in there and try to make it fit regardless. Then there's people in the banks. You know, banking, of course, is really more about just putting your money away, but lots of times they have financial advisors in those banks. Really what they are is those financial advisors often aren't even really, especially if it's a credit union, they're not even tied to or working for that company. They're just getting money from that investment advisory firm. They too have a very limited set of products and options. The one that probably more people are really familiar with is the brokerage community. Really, these are people like Merrill Lynch or Edward Jones or Morgan Stanley, those types of places. And these advisors, they work first and foremost. They have a duty primarily to their employer and then secondly to the client. And so what happens is they're going to have a slate of options that they have, like Ameriprise. Guess what? If you're working with somebody with Ameriprise, you're going to have Columbia funds. Because, you know, why is that? Well, they're owned by Ameriprise. And then you'll probably end up with a variable annuity from RiverSource, again, owned by Ameriprise. And Edward Jones, they get, last I saw, they're almost 25% of their profit, I believe, was on the last statement. It's on their website of how much money they get from fund companies paying them to sell their funds. And so it's not necessarily bad or anything. It's just obviously it's going to be a little bit biased if they're being paid to sell one fund versus another one. Which one are they going to sell? You know, the one that makes them more. So the advisor doesn't get that pay per se. It's really the brokerage firm is getting that money. But the advisor has to do whatever that broker says. So if they have a term registered representative on their card, anybody who's registered representative, that means they have a duty to that broker dealer. They have at least civil and even sometimes criminal penalties if they don't follow what that broker dealer says. So they have to do what that company tells them to do. And so it's going to very limit your advice. And then the next type is a registered investment advisor. So this is somebody who's on their own, has their own registered investment advisory firm. They have a fiduciary standard to do what's in your best interest. They can't take commissions on anything on the risk side of the world. And so that's somebody who's you hire. They work directly for you. There is no middleman. You know, they're working directly for you. And so that's what we are. That's what we've been for almost a decade now. And that's really, I find, the best way to go for most people.
Now, what are some other factors to consider so that you can find the right advice giver for your retirement plan, Eric? What would you suggest?
Well, like I said, you need to know who you're meeting with. So finding out about, you know, their background, you know, what's their motivations, what types of things can they offer? How are they getting compensated? That's a big one. You should always ask that. So how are you going to get paid? I mean, it sounds like a weird question, but, you know, it is something, you know, normally you probably don't ask your friend, hey, how much do you make? But, you know, how much are you charging me, or how are you going to get paid for helping with me? That's a big thing in the financial industry. And then really, are they really just helping you with planning? I mean, the biggest difference is that planning or product. So if you just have $6,500 that you're going to dump into an IRA and you just need somebody to open up an account for you, yeah, you don't need to be doing a whole financial plan or anything per se, right? You can just go open that thing, you know, open that up. So that may not be as big a deal. But if you're trying to really get an overall plan and all they're trying to push you on is one product, that's when you got to really watch out. I mean, there's some companies that can tell you exactly what you'll end up with, because they all recommend the same thing to every single person. So certain ones that, you know, it's like, oh, you went there? Yes, I know you have this. And sure enough, oh yeah, you do. Who would have guessed? Oh no, harder. I already did guess. And so that's one of the things you got to watch out for. So really, are they doing a real plan that's based on you, a personalized plan, or are they just selling your product? And again, it depends on what you want. So, you know, one of the things that we do is to get people to be able to learn more about us and understand more about us and really kind of answer some questions before we're sitting down one-on-one. We actually have, you know, different workshops we're doing, and, you know, we've got one coming up here January 31st and February 1st at the Capital Club downtown San Jose. You do need a reservation. I know that the room's already pretty full, but usually we have a few slots that pop open towards the end. So if you want to, you know, be able to come to that, get some advice, get some answers about this new tax law, how it affects you, all that stuff, no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick up the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800, or go online to our events tab at wealthcreator.com. Again, that's wealthcreator.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area. And studies have shown that many people do not have a plan for their financial future. So if you'd like some solid personal advice, call or text Eric today. That number again, 408-297-9800. The website, wealthcreator.com, altogether wealthcreator.com. Now, we're discussing ways to protect yourself from getting bad retirement advice. What would be some questions to ask if you're interviewing a new financial professional? And I know you said one of them, one uncomfortable one, is to ask how you're compensated, but I think it's really, really important. What are some other questions?
Yeah, so, well, there's a couple, several. So, you know, what you want to do is be able to know the right questions to ask, so that way you're at least educated first. And so there's a couple examples. One would be, are you a fiduciary? Again, a fiduciary is somebody who has to do what's in your best interest. They're held to a higher standard. So there's normal level of suitability. What suitability means is it could be the worst product out there, but if it fits your risk tolerance, your demographics, your timeline, all those types of issues, all that, really just demographic info. Now, there's a lot of confusion about that because they've rolled out this fiduciary standard for people who have a suitability type of level of advice. So that makes it even more convoluted. Really, what you want to do is, are they always a fiduciary, not just sometimes? We create, first and foremost, that blueprint to worry less wealth. Then we figure out the investments that are needed to create that plan. We look at the tax ramifications, which are critical right now. That's something we can do for you and your family. So all I have to do is pick the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. 408-297-9800. Or you can go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, that's wealthcreator.com.
You're invited to an exclusive dinner event with certified financial planner Eric Heckman, the host of Wealth Creator Radio and author of Worry Less Wealth. Learn what the biggest change to the U.S. tax code in over 30 years is. This change and much more will be discussed while you and a guest enjoy a complimentary dinner presentation at the Silicon Valley Capital Club. Call now to join Eric. It's 408-297-9800. Join us for this complimentary dinner presentation on Wednesday evening, January 31st, or Thursday, February 1st. Reservations are required and seating is limited, so call now 408-297-9800. Create your blueprint to worry less wealth with Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Those in attendance may be presented with information on the purchase of insurance products. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou M. Fulmer. I'm here with Eric, and he's president of Heckman Financial. Their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And the strategies that they give you will help you in minimizing fees and lowering your tax costs. So today, Eric is offering you a discovery visit that's complimentary. You may call or you may text them today for this. 408-297-9800. That's the number to call. If you want Eric to be your financial hero, call or text him 408-297-9800. Today, we're talking about protecting yourself from bad retirement advice. Eric, how do our financial needs change at different stages of our lives?
Yeah, well, there's two big stages, really, that you have. So, of course, the first one is just trying to get some money. So it's when you first start working and maybe you open that first 401k or IRA. And then from there, you know, that you're just trying to keep accumulating. So this is really your 20s and 30s and 40s. And you're just trying to really make that money grow and get bigger and bigger and bigger. And then as you get in your 50s, you're starting to see that shift. And especially in your 60s, you're going to be really talking about more of that, preservation and income. So that's when you're flipping to starting to distribute that money and you need to have that money coming out. And that's really our specialty here at Heckman Financial, is really looking at that time frame in people's lives when they're making that big change from trying to, make that nest egg as big as it can be to, let's not screw it up. Let's make sure we still have the money. Let's make sure it's still coming out. And then how are we going to get that income? How are we going to keep that money going for the rest of our life? And so that's really the critical part that you need to make sure you have going. So, that's the part where I think a lot of people kind of mess up on. That's really the time frame when you need that planning and you need to really know what you're doing.
Eric, you educate your retired clients every single day on all these changes and these different phases. Could you remind us what the new strategies should be once we are in retirement?
Yeah, well, I mean, I find lots of times the problem is, as all of us get older, we remember things from different time frames, and then lots of times we don't realize they've changed. there's tons of different stuff like file and suspend, where you can get, you know, half your spouse's social security, then flip to your own. You know, that got eliminated 2, maybe 3 years ago now, but I'm still having people say, oh, that's my plan. Sometimes you hear people say, oh, I'm gonna move my rental and then I'll be able to sell it and get that $500,000 exclusion. It's like, no, about a decade ago, they changed the laws on that one. You know, it's prorated in terms of how much time you've lived in each house and how much time is a rental. So, you know, there's a lot of things that people think are fact, and unfortunately they're old facts. You know, taxes are not quite like the tide, but not far off. You know, taxes ebb and flow and they definitely change a lot. And obviously we've just seen that again. So, you know, there's certain things that, oh yeah, no, I can buy this house and write off all this property tax and write off all this interest. Oops. Oh, hold it. What? I can't now. You know, so we're going to have another phase of that now that those rules have changed. So, you know, that's one of the things that we have to do is first, when we're meeting with people, we just have to remind them of those things. And then just as times change or as they get closer, we're checking in on their progress, checking on how things are going. And then, you know, we do actually a lot of educational events and talks for our clients. We're usually having at least one or two events every quarter doing something. So, you know, we also send out a weekly newsletter. I mean, anybody goes to our website and just asks for more information, you know, we can definitely put you on that weekly newsletter. And, you know, sometimes we'll send out alerts, like, you know, with the tax bill when it first got passed there, you know, it was right around Christmas time, only a week left really with the rest of the year. We send out some alerts, some video messages really quickly about, hey, here's what you should do now. You know, here's the things that you need to take care of right away. And as all these little tiny provisions are being found, I mean, just small little stuff like, you used to be able to write off $100,000 of home equity line of credit and write off the interest for absolutely any purpose you want. There was, you know, you could buy a car with it or go on vacation, whatever. That's now been eliminated. So a lot of people don't know that. And that one was not grandfathered. So if you were able to write it off last month, you can't write it off this month. Well, who told you that? When did you find out that information? Obviously, the sooner you find out, the better, right? Because if you're about to go off and pay for your next vacation on your line of credit, it may still be a good interest rate, but it isn't deductible anymore. So that does change the math a little bit. So, you know, there's lots of things that change over time. You know, obviously the tax laws, obviously the markets are another big one. So, you know, one of the things we did is we've done in talks with our clients about how to protect yourself from a stock market, you know, crash and what are those crashes like? And how long do they last? And, you know, when should you expect one? And all those types of really critical things. So, you know, that education is really, really important to have. And it's really a good thing to know about. So one of the things we're actually doing on January 31st and February 1st is we're actually doing two talks like that, where we're talking about the new tax law. How does it affect your situation? And, you know, what should you be doing today? And one of the things we always do at our talks is we ask any specific questions, and we try to touch on every single one of those during our talk. So that way everybody gets their critical question answered during the presentation. So if that's something you like to do, there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is you do have to have a, you know, reservations at downtown San Jose on, again, the 31st and the 1st. Both are dinner time events. And so if you'd like to come, all you have to do is pick up the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800, or go online to the events tab at wealthcreator.com. Again, that's the events page on wealthcreator.com.
You know, Eric, it seems like there's just so many things that can threaten our retirement, and these risks are just constantly evolving, it seems like. What type of training or continued education do you take part in to make sure that you're staying on top of your game?
Yeah, geez, my budget for education, I think, is around 10,000 a year or something crazy like that. There's lots of things I do. I do at least 2-3-day conferences a year. I'm also in a specialty coaching class that meets 3 different times for 3 days a year. You know, just regulatorily based, my certified financial planning designation, that requires 30 hours of education. I have to do another 20 hours for my insurance license. I have to do another 20 hours for my tax license because I am certified by the state of California to do taxes, because to me, that's really super critical. For most people in my profession, they say they don't help you at all with taxes. And then all they do is talk about taxable accounts or tax-free accounts and every, you know, capital gains, dividends, all this tax issue. So, you know, you need to have all that. So probably I spend almost a month a year actually just on education stuff that, you know, half of it's well, maybe a third of that's required. And then the other two thirds is stuff that, you know, that I want to do. So that way I'm at the top of our game and we know what's happening and we really can help our clients the most. And, you know, so that's some of the critical things I think that a lot of people, unfortunately, my business don't do. They don't go off and get those professional designations. They don't go off and get those classes. I mean, when I first joined this industry, every single quarter I was taking another class to get educated, and that's how I ended up with, you know, three or four different professional designations, is because, you know, I just kept cranking through and doing all that stuff. So, you know, it's kind of like our version of MBAs, and you know, some of it's kind of a little too easy, especially for the insurance license education. A lot of that stuff is, you know, they give you hours very quickly. So one of the things that, you know, we help people with is all that education has led me to create that blueprint to worry less wealth for people. That's the process that we go through. What's the healthcare risk that you have out there? And what's the legacy issues that you want to solve? And we do that all in one short document. It's very small. It's very quick to read. Not all sorts of jargon. And then it's up to you if you want to implement it or not. So if that's something you'd like to do, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, that's wealthcreator.com.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric, and you can get a blueprint to worry less wealth. It's 408-297-9800. And of course, Eric is so good at giving straightforward advice on how to plan for your retirement. He wants you to feel secure and comfortable with it. 408-297-9800. Well, today we've been discussing how to protect yourself from bad retirement advice. I mean, you know, it's out there, whether it's from your next door neighbor or maybe your friend, maybe your relative that you see. Everybody's giving you advice or even opinions. We're definitely bombarded with it from, gosh, the internet, advertising, all of that. Eric, why don't you conclude for us your final thoughts about how to protect ourselves from bad retirement advice?
Well, certainly. So again, going back to what we talked about earlier in the show, you know, check out the advisor, you know, find out the background. You can go to wealthcreator.com. We've got all the links there to check them out. You know, they should be offering some of that stuff right up front. You know, check out their website. Again, reviews for registered investment advisors, at least, aren't really a thing they're allowed to use. So you may not be able to really check reviews, but you can check at least all the legal filings and the disclosure stuff, and especially the form ADV. That's a really critical one. It's supposed to be short now. So for most people, it's less than 20 pages. And so those are the things that you want to do, at least on the background side of things. Obviously, a lot of times people get references, or they'll go to, you know, a seminar or dinner event or something to at least learn a little bit more about the person first. You know, that's why we have our event on the 31st and the 1st. But the main thing is really when you're sitting down with somebody, it's just, I'm not a big fan of necessarily comparing it to dating, but somewhat it is. And so the feeling's not right. You know, listen to your gut, listen to your instincts, right? So, you know, if the person's looking at their phone while they're talking to you, or looking away, or, you know, ask more questions right as you're still talking, you know, those basic things. Are they really listening to you? Are they really giving you information? When they give you those answers, is that in language you can understand, or is that just a whole bunch of jargon for them to sound fancy and official, but really you're not understanding what's going on? So, you know, this is really super critical stuff, especially if you're talking about, you know, you're 50, 55, 60, and you're getting close to retirement. You know, you can't screw that up. So you don't want to mess that up, and you don't want to have to try to go back to work and for another decade to try to get it right the next time. So you really want somebody who's on your side. So what are they asking you? What types of things are they going over? What, you know, is it sensible stuff that they're asking or not? You know, those are some of the big critical ones, I think, that people don't always pay attention to. You know, they'll say, oh, well, you know, this person, they talked real fast, but they sound like they knew, they seemed really important or whatever. You know, does their staff make you feel like you're at home? I mean, to me, it should feel like, you know, you're part of the family, that a good family, not a dysfunctional one. And, you know, ideally, you want to work with a fiduciary. You want to work with somebody who's an investment advisor rep or has their own registered investment advisory firm. So, you know, that's what we are. And if you wanted to take some time, you wanted to have that discovery meeting where we sit down, we go over what's going on in your life, figure out some strategies and come back, have a strategy meeting. We show you that blueprint to worry less wealth. We show you how to not worry about your finances and instead worrying about having fun and travel and family. Then that's what we can build for you. You know, we first do that income, that investment plan, tax, legacy, and healthcare, and get that all set up. So if that's something you'd like to do, no cost, no obligation, all you do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800 or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, that's wealthcreator.com. That's all for this week's show. You can always find us on iTunes or our podcast on our website, wealthcreator.com. Talk to you next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971, IRS Circular 230 Notice. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended or written to be used and cannot be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein.